This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. Union Cabinet has approved 12 new greenfield industrial smart cities under National Industrial Corridor Development Programme to transform the country's industrial landscape. Addressing media after the cabinet meeting in New Delhi, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the combined estimated investment in these industrial areas will be 28,602 crore rupees. He said these projects will create 10 lakh direct and up to 30 lakh indirect jobs. The projects span across 10 states and are strategically planned along six major corridors. These are Khurpia in Uttarakhand, Gaya in Bihar, Rajpura Patiala in Punjab, Zahirabad in Telangana, Dighi in Maharashtra, Orvakal and Kurparthi in Andhra Pradesh, Palakkad in Kerala, Jodhpur Pali in Rajasthan, and Agra and Prayagraj in Uttar Pradesh. Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, CCEA, has approved two new lines and one multi-tracking project of Indian Railways at estimated cost of 6,456 crore rupees. These projects will provide connectivity, facilitate ease of travel, minimize logistics costs, reduce oil imports and lower CO2 emissions. The Union Cabinet has approved a proposal to conduct e-auctions for 730 private FM channels in 234 new cities. The move aims to boost local content in mother tongue and create new employment opportunities. The decision will take the FM radio to uncovered Tier 2 and Tier 3 cities. This project will focus on local talent. Union Cabinet also accorded approval for progressive expansion of the Central Sector Scheme of Agriculture Infrastructure Fund. This will significantly enhance and strengthen the agricultural infrastructure in the country and support the farming community. The Agriculture Infrastructure Fund was established in 2020 with a corpus of 1 lakh crore rupees to provide all-round financial support to the farmers. Union Cabinet has decided to provide financial assistance to the state governments of Northeastern region for development of hydroelectric projects. The Cabinet has approved the proposal of the Ministry of Power in this regard. Minister of Ports, Shipping and Waterways Sarbananda Sonowal has approved the wage structure revision of the major port workers. A memorandum of understanding was signed between the Bipartite Wage Negotiation Committee and Indian Port Association for the revision of wage structure and addressing other service conditions including pensionary benefits. After the MOU was signed, Mr. Sonowal said that it marks a significant step towards ensuring fair and equitable treatment for the port workers. He also added that this agreement reflects the ministry's commitment to foster a harmonious and productive working environment across all ports of the country. Former Jharkhand Chief Minister Champai Soren has resigned from the post of minister from Hemant Soren government and all posts of Jharkhand Mukti Morcha. In a letter to JMM President Shibu Soren, he said the working style and policies of the party have compelled him to quit the party. Mr. Soren was holding portfolio of Water Resources Department besides higher education and technical education portfolios. Champai Soren, who is scheduled to join the BJP tomorrow, also resigned as MLA of Seraikela constituency. Mr. Soren said his decision to join BJP is in the interest of Jharkhand. 1990 batch IPS officer of Bihar cadre Rajvinder Singh Bhatti has been appointed as Director General of Central Industrial Security Force CISF. IPS officer of 1990 batch Uttar Pradesh cadre Daljeet Singh Chaudhary has been appointed as Director General of Border Security Force BSF. Mr. Chaudhary is presently working as Director General of Sashastra Seema Bal SSB. Today is National Sports Day. The day is celebrated on 29th August every year to commemorate the birth anniversary of legendary hockey player Major Dhyan Chand. Paralympic Games 2024 have been officially inaugurated with a grand opening ceremony in Paris. French President Emmanuel Macron declared the games open during a colourful ceremony in the heart of Paris. A total of 4,400 Paralympians representing 167 nations marched from Champs-Élysées to Place de la Concorde. And that is the end of this news bulletin.